Hi, I'm Gary Decker, your spiritual fitness coach, and I want to ask you about worry and fear. These two words seem to walk hand in hand down the streets in our minds, don't they? And I don't know about you, but for me, the times I worry and fear the most are those times when I don't feel like I'm in control of the situation. Allow me to give you an example of what that might look like. 16 years ago, my youngest daughter gave birth to a baby boy. He was born prematurely. He was very, very small and oh so fragile. And on top of that, he had spina bifida. This disease made my grandson paralyzed from his waist down. The medical staff at Children's Hospital performed surgery after surgery on this tiny, frail body. Lots of surgeries, life-saving surgeries, but at the same time, life-threatening surgeries, where he was at a high risk for losing his life. My wife and I were not in control of this situation, so we worried and feared for our grandson's life. We often found ourselves unable to sleep. We were afraid our sleep would be interrupted by a phone call telling us that our grandson had passed away. What about you? What situations cause you to worry and fear? Perhaps it's a situation at work, or a much-needed promotion that would help your family finances weather the cold economic climate. But this promotion never comes. Maybe your child or grandchild is abusing drugs. Maybe it's you, and you'd like to break free of your addiction, but you can't. In the meantime, you worry and fear that a loved one might discover that you have a problem. And in your worry and fear, you don't know where to turn. As your spiritual coach, I pray that you would allow me to speak into your life regarding an important thing I've learned to do when fear and worry attack me, and know for sure that they will. Once there was a man named Paul. Paul was a great letter writer long before there was such a thing as the U.S. Post Office. Paul's letters were hand-delivered by friends who knew him well. One of the letters Paul wrote was delivered to a little church worshiping in a faraway place called Philippi. Paul wrote, "Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." In other words, what Paul is telling you and me is that God is near in every situation, and He doesn't want us to be anxious. That's another way of saying that He doesn't want us to worry or fear. Instead, God wants us to pray and make our requests known to Him. What I've learned is to take everything worrisome or fearful to God in prayer, and God will grant a peace that's beyond our comprehension. I can honestly tell you, I felt that peace come over me when I've turned to God in prayer. Oh, and in case you're wondering, my grandson is 16 years old and is now in high school. Did God cure his spina bifida? No. But what God did do is surround him with a loving family to care for him and love on him. Not only that, but God gave us all the peace we needed to stand up under this challenging situation. So here's your challenge for today. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Now, go win today.